Welcome to the second part of 5 Secrets to Living a Healthier Life. My name is Justin Flinner, and I'm excited to be back here with you for the next part of your journey. But first, I want to do a quick check-in with you to see how you've done since our first time together, learning the first secret to becoming the new you. It's been 7 days, and I want to make sure that you have, with absolute certainty, expressed your newly found ultimate destination and begun living your life as if you have already reached this place in your heart and your soul. Remember that we are creating a brand new path for you towards living a healthier life, and it requires an immense amount of commitment and complete and total immersion into your new design. This journey, by no means, can be done half-assed. You do a half-assed job, and you get half-assed results. And trust me, I'm a slender guy, and even I don't want to sit on half an ass. All kidding aside, though, this new life of healthy choices requires your complete and total belief that you will reach your ultimate destination. And the only way you get there is by way of consistent daily practice and a routine designed for nothing other than complete and total success. Now, if, and only if, you are confident in generating the power of secret number one, should you continue on to secret number two, which I'm about to share with you right now. So if you are ready, let's begin. Hi there, and once again, welcome back to 5 Secrets to Living a Healthier Life. Justin Flinner here, and in part 2 of this transformation of you, we are going to talk about the second secret to successfully living a healthier life. A life that will provide you with more happiness, more energy, more days to build memories with those you love in your life. As I mentioned earlier, I hope you have rehearsed enough this past week what your ultimate destination is and have confidently begun to see it in your mind at your command and feel it flow through your veins as if you have already arrived. Now, there is a difference between dreaming and making your dreams manifest into something real, something palpable, something you can fully immerse yourself in through experience and through action. Think about it. If I can ask you to close your eyes and dream about what it feels like when you're sitting on the beach with the sand between your toes and the sound of the waves hitting the shore, then you should definitely be able to do the same thing for your vision of success on this new journey. So, what is it about your healthy life for you that is your toes in the sand? What are the sounds of the wave hitting the shore? How you will manifest and live your ultimate destination rather than just dream about it, it is dependent upon how committed you are to today's secret, which I will soon reveal. Remember Mind Over What Matters from the first episode of this podcast? I hope you are able to use this approach and choose the top one or two choices that will massively affect your overall health if you took action on them right now in this very moment. Because your success will be defined on how well you can complete this special task, since it was part of the first secret I revealed. Once you are confident with your choice and have zero doubt, then, and only then, can you proceed confidently to the second secret. And let me tell you, this next secret is absolutely crucial in taking unstoppable, effective action. So, without further ado, the second secret to living a healthier life is set your course. You already have your destination in mind, right? And last time, you plugged it into your life's GPS and hit the start navigation button. Now, that's all fine and dandy, but you have to choose the path you're going to take because, let's face it, there's no external GPS that guides you every single step of the way to succeeding in what you want to achieve in your life. This is the point where you get to set the course you will take, the route towards your success. Yes, it's up to you. But don't worry, that's not all I'm going to say about the secret in today's podcast.
I'm going to let you in on a few more secrets to help you set the ultimate course to reaching your ultimate destination. Personally, this part is even way more exciting than what we talked about last week. Even I get pretty excited when I get to think about and live in my own ultimate destination. Why? Because I get to design the entire journey for getting there. And now, you do too. You get to have a say in the memories you will create along the way. And no one else is responsible for the quality of your journey except you. You are in the driver's seat towards your own success. So, will you choose the shortest possible route? The scenic route? The route everyone else takes? Or a route that you uniquely designed because maybe there are sights you want to see along the way? Let's flesh this out a bit more and let's use an example of exercise. Perhaps your ultimate destination is to feel absolutely fantastic through the creation of more energy and the elimination of excess weight, which you know will have a profound impact on the rest of the areas of your life. Maybe deep down inside you know it is the one thing that has been holding you back in so many ways, and you have finally decided to make a true change so you can break free and not feel tied down by your own disempowering beliefs anymore. Now, what steps do you need to take to get there, to lose those extra pounds and gain that driving energy that will keep you going no matter what? What are the things you need to think about to ensure that you're making a massive amount of progress? First, I want you to do a little experiment with me. I want you to, just for a few seconds, return to the old you. You remember that person, right? You know, the you who, before discovering these podcasts, was completely unsatisfied with their state of health. The you who was tired of not having enough time to do the things you wanted to do in your life. The you who was so tired after coming home from work, or being home with the kids all day, or from all of your other life responsibilities, you only wanted to take a hot shower, drink a giant glass of wine, and enjoy 3 hours of binge-watching on your smartphone or tablet. You know exactly who I'm talking about. And you know exactly what made that old you tick. You know exactly what the routine was that you did to satisfy your day-to-day, to keep you in the comfortable state you enjoyed so much. So, if you want to change that old you, what exactly do you need to do differently? Let's face the real truth here. If you want to get the most effective results, you have to take the most effective action. By no means can you return to the comfortable state that you kept yourself in each day. You must set a new course with a new route that keeps you on your toes and brings new challenges, new twists and turns, and new accomplishments. Doing the opposite of what you trained yourself to do in life is the only way to get yourself out of the nasty rut you have been following in. You need to get off the local highway you've been driving on for so long and start driving on the autobahn of achievement. So leave your old and busted ride in the garage and jump in your Ferrari and get ready for the ride of your life. Because if you stay in the same old hunk of junk you're no longer satisfied with, and you try the new route, you're not going to last that long, guaranteed. You need a new ride, a new route, a newly designed journey. So, if your ultimate destination has anything to do with exercise, to continue with the previous example, the first thing you must do is get up off your butt and move that thing. Shake it off, lift it off, run it off, walk it off. If you sit all day and have no energy, you need to start moving all day, every moment you get, no excuses. If you feel weak, start a strength routine and lift like you have never done in your life before. Wisely though, don't run off to the gym and lift 3 times your body weight and expect to get strong before you get injured. If you feel tight or have little aches and pains from sitting and moving or standing in certain ways, then start a serious stretch routine, targeting the areas of the body you need to work on. All of these are the opposite of what you would normally do. The same approach can be used for any area of focus you have chosen for living your healthier life. Diet is another easy example. If you're constantly eating fried foods or pints of ice cream when you get so-called stressed or depressed, do the opposite. You know all the foods you always look for at the grocery store? You know the list you no longer have to write down on paper because it's ingrained in your head and you know exactly which aisles and shelves to find everything on? Don't buy any of those things. Don't go down any of those aisles anymore. Choose only the aisles that are part of your newly set course towards your ultimate you, your ultimate destination. Because, let's be real here again, your ultimate destination is not something external. It is deep inside of you, which is something we will talk about more in depth in the coming podcasts. I don't want to give all the secrets away just yet. What you have done when setting your course is train your brain. You know, the brain in your head and the brain in your gut that lead you to the emotional reactions to the stimuli in your life. So, the last thing for this session is for you to grab your pencil and paper again, like last time, and draw a line down the middle. Then, on one side, right at the top, the comfortable me, and on the other side, the uncomfortable me. Then, I want you to pause this podcast for a minute and write down all the things about your old you that kept you in your comfortable state and kept you from reaching your ultimate destination. When you're finished, come back and push play before you continue to the next column. Before you disappear, though, be as detailed as you can, because I don't want you to brush the surface here. I want you to go deep. Go to the honest part of yourself, the part of you that knows deep down inside what has been causing you unnecessary pain and suffering. Get it all out and put it in that column titled The Comfortable Me. Now, hit the pause button and come back to me when you're finished. Okay, welcome back. Now, I want you to examine your list and pick the top two things that stand out to you and start with them. Then, I want you to move to the other column, the uncomfortable me column, and write down the opposite of those top two things, meaning the action you know you must take that will cancel out the comfortable me part of you that has been ingrained in you for so long. Make sure you're as specific as possible, because you need to have actionable steps that you know will create change. For example, if the opposite of your first column is, I need to not sit in my chair as much anymore, you need to lay out what that looks like a little bit, I think. You need to be specific and say something like, I will alternate sitting and standing at work every 30 minutes, or I will take a walk break or stair climbing break every hour on the hour, and climb and walk for this long. Remember, you're setting your course towards your ultimate destination. You need to do more than pick the color of the road signs. You have to be ready to drive at top speed on this roadway, and in order to do that, your course needs to be set. And you need to know it like the back of your hand. Plus, you also need to have a backup route just in case you run into difficulty. What I mean is, what happens if you get ill for a few days, or you're called out of town unexpectedly on business? How will you reroute yourself and still continue towards your ultimate destination? So, secret number two has now been revealed. When we are done with this session, go through the rest of your list right away and write down the opposites of each one, and then begin to organize them in a way that proves to be the ultimate course towards your ultimate destination. And do not stop designing it until you are comfortable with the uncomfortable route you are about to embark on. The beautiful part about this is that you are free to design this part of your journey in whatever way you choose. So, be creative as you wish. Remember, what you put into your life is exactly what you will get out of it. So, have fun with this part. Enjoy it. And don't forget to keep your mind on your ultimate destination. I look forward to having you here with me next week, where I will reveal to you the third secret to living your healthier life. This is a session you do not want to miss, because I will take you to the core of your journey and help you discover everything you need to hit the gas pedal with full force and full confidence, knowing that you will end up where? That's right, your ultimate destination. So, get to work setting your course, and I'll see you next week. I'm Justin Flinner. Live well, love well, and be well.